Welcome to day 5 of this Holy Week devotional journey. We are following Jesus during the week leading up to his death and resurrection. What did Jesus focus on? What was he concerned with? What does God want us to see? And how will we respond? Let's get started. Before we focus on the scripture, make space to be still and pray. Settle in to the next 15 minutes as you're prompted in different ways, followed by musical space. Let's begin by first taking some time to breathe deeply. Don't skip this practice, but wherever you are, take 5 deep breaths in and out. Now take a moment to cast your cares upon God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7 that he cares for us. Do you have any cares, hopes, pain, or lies you need to let go of? Are there people or circumstances to give to God? Take a minute to do just that by praying, "Jesus, I give you." We will be making our way through the Gospel of Luke's account of Jesus' week leading up to his death and resurrection. Before you hear the scripture, one last time, take a few seconds to pause, and this time, ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through the living and active Word of God. Let's read Luke 22:24-30. Then a dispute also arose among them about who should be considered the greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who have authority over them have themselves called benefactors. It is not to be like that among you. On the contrary, whoever is greatest among you should become like the youngest, and whoever leads, like the one serving. For who is greater, the one at the table or the one serving? Isn't it the one at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves. You are among those who stood by me in my trials. I bestow on you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Jesus had already taught his disciples about the same topic on their journey to Jerusalem in Matthew chapter 20. James, John, and their mother approached Jesus with a request, asking if her sons could be in positions of power and authority. The other disciples became angry upon hearing about this request, and Jesus used it as a teachable moment. Here's his reply in Matthew 20:25-28. Jesus called them over and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in high positions act as tyrants over them. It must not be like that among you. On the contrary, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Before you hear this passage again, what stood out to you? What captured your attention? Usually, this is what God wants you to think about or consider or focus on. If it is only one verse or a phrase within a verse, that's okay. Don't rush. Just take a few seconds and ask the Holy Spirit to give you insight into the Scripture. Again, Luke 22, 24 through 30. Then a dispute also arose among them about who should be considered the greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who have authority over them have themselves called benefactors. It is not to be like that among you. On the contrary, whoever is greatest among you should become like the youngest, and whoever leads, like the one serving. For who is greater, the one at the table or the one serving? Isn't it the one at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves. You are among those who stood by me in my trials. I bestow on you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." And also, Matthew 20, 25 through 28. Jesus called them over and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in high positions act as tyrants over them. It must not be like that among you. On the contrary, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Put yourself in the middle of the disciples' dispute for a few seconds. Imagine the disciples debating and dreaming about being in places of authority and control once Jesus ushers in his new kingdom and reign. Who's the most talented? Who's the wisest? Who's the best leader? Who has characteristics Jesus wants, and who deserves to be by his side? We often do the same thing. We value power. We like to be in positions of authority and control. We want to be important, significant. We also like to win arguments, prove our point. But just like the disciples, we can often forget Jesus' teachings that confront this type of thinking and living. His kingdom is different. His rule and reign are distinct. Jesus challenges the disciples and us to see leadership in his kingdom differently. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. Jesus gave his life away as a servant, not held on to it like a tyrant. So what are the characteristics of greatness in Jesus' kingdom? The Bible records things like genuine love for God and others, and the fruit produced by the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Tyrants are not known for these characteristics, but with the Spirit of God's help, we can. Jesus also says greatness is characterized by being childlike, not childish. Kids have energy and a zeal for life that is not pessimistic or cynical. Kids often see wonder where adults don't. They invite others into relationships freely and don't obsess about trivial things that usually divide adults. They also have a massive belief in their parents' ability to do something and think they have unlimited resources. Jesus is challenging us as God's children to see the Father like that and, with that childlike faith, live boldly as servant leaders, giving our lives away for others and the good of the world. Even though he was getting closer to his brutal death, Jesus took the time to love and teach his disciples this vital kingdom principle for the second time. He is so patient and kind with them and with us. Our Savior King is the perfect example of a bold servant leader. Now, pray back to God what stood out to you in a personal way. What insight, challenge, opportunity, promise, or truth stood out? Take some time right now to personalize and pray back to God what he has shown you in today's scriptures. Finally, we want to come away from our time with Jesus in the scriptures with an I will statement. What is God inviting you to do? To practice or to surrender? Remember, we're not saved by what we do, thankfully, but our obedience is vital to be fruitful disciples. Take some time to pray and write down your I will statement. Then share it with someone you trust and who will encourage you to do what God has said to do.